Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass.
Good morning, everybody. Richard Musio. It's your business. Here on AM 1170. Also, FM 96.1, The Answer. I wanted to congratulate one of my clients before I get the show started. She's a professional tennis player named Elise Mertens. She's ranked number 16 in the world in singles, but she and her partner, Aryna Sabalenka, won the women's doubles down at Indian Wells about a week and a half ago. Big, big tennis tournament. It's actually the largest tennis tournament in the world, except for the four Grand Slam events. So, but for Wimbledon, French Open, Australian Open, and of course the U.S. Open, the BNP Paribas Indian Wells tournament is the fifth biggest in the world. So Elise and Aryna won the women's doubles, which is a big deal, winning doubles in such a huge tournament. So congratulations to them. We went down there a couple of days. It was a lot of fun. If you enjoy watching players withdraw due to illness and other reasons. Oh, poor Rafa Nadal. I hope he can get healthy by the French Open. But such is the such are the dangers of aging. So anyway, we've got a great guest today. That was my only special announcement. Apropos of opening day, we have the Padres official realtor on the show. But anyway, Melissa Tucci, welcome to the show. I know you've been in the studio before, right?
I have, yes. Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Whose show were you on again?
I was on Craig's sewing show.
Oh, yeah. Craig's got a good show.
Yep, he does. It was great.
Almost as good as mine.
Very much so.
But welcome. We got lots to talk about in terms of real estate. It's coincidental that opening day was a couple of days ago. Maybe the Padres will have a good year this year. We shall see.
That's the goal.
You never know. But hey, I always like to start with my guest in terms of, well, first of all, were you able to navigate the construction to find parking?
I was. I got here a little bit early. It was perfect. Great directional. So thank you.
Yeah, I like the fact that they're doing construction because you don't have to worry about getting your parking validated or paying, or, you know, if you can't find somebody to validate, at least it's free for another month or so.
Oh, true.
But I don't know what they're doing up there. But anyway, just follow the signs, as they say. But hey, I like to start, tell my guests, just give us a brief background from conception until such time as you pulled into the parking lot. Where were you born? Where'd you go to school? How'd you find your way to San Diego? And what are you doing these days? And why are you so passionate about it?
Wow. Okay. I'm originally from Chicago. I graduated Indiana University. I made my way out to San Diego a little over 20 years ago, due really strictly to loving the weather and being more outdoors. I have a strong passion for running. I originally started in Yellow Page advertising, got into real estate.
So you got to San Diego for real estate or for education or?
No, for the weather.
Just the weather?
Just the weather.
So you just said one day, I don't like this Midwest weather, especially the winter.
Exactly.
Going to San Diego.
I just said, if I'm
going to
do it, I'm going to do it now. I traveled cross country and started from ground zero and, you know, worked my way up.
Okay.
So
that's a good reason.
It is.
We just had a winter.
The weather this year hasn't been what our normal San Diego weather is, but, Chicago was negative 55 wind chill, so I'll take San Diego any day over that.
Kidding. You still have relatives back there?
I do. My whole immediate family, my mother, my siblings, nieces, nephews, so they have a good place to visit in San Diego.
Because they had a really tough winter back there, didn't they?
Really tough. Negative 30 degrees is pretty tough, if you ask me. So happy to be in San Diego. If it's 50 degrees, I'll take it.
Yeah, no kidding. So you got out to San Diego, what? No job? No place to live?
No job. I had a place to live.
Okay, that's good.
I got a job with thinking I wanted to be a journalist, actually, and media marketing, and started in that and got into Yellow Page advertising. Realized I liked the idea of dealing with people, sales, got into real estate a little over 20 years ago and didn't look back. It was meant to be for me. About 14 years ago, got my broker's license. I'm a broker. I own my own office as well, and just really passionate about making people's, as cliche as it sounds, making people's dreams come true, helping change lives, helping get into, you know, first homes, third homes, fifth homes, investments, you name it. So real estate, as I always tell people, it's not a job. It's a way of life. It is my passion. And, you know, it's not a monetary, you can't be monetary driven. You have to really be people driven and oriented and to be successful in this industry.
Agreed. I think that's the case for whatever you do professionally. Mm-hmm. If you go into it for the money, that's not the right reason. You need to go into it because you love it. You're passionate about it. You want to help people and make the world a better place, whatever the case may be. And then the money will follow if you provide value.
Absolutely.
By the way, I want to thank Joel Bash, our mutual acquaintance. He's the one who got the show arranged, so to speak. So thanks, Joel.
Thanks, Joel.
He was on maybe, a month and a half ago. It was a good show about professional networking. So before we get into some things going on in the real estate profession and the real estate world, I know you are, and I just mentioned this because baseball season just started. You are you're the official real estate agent of the San Diego Padres. What on earth does that mean?
That means that I'm the only agent that they endorse. I have signage in the stadium. I have suites. I have season tickets. I am able to have a Padre appearance throughout the first pitch, have a play ball kid. So it's a really, really amazing affiliation that I've been the only real estate professional in the history of San Diego to be endorsed by the Padres. And it's going on a 5-year partnership. So really a big baseball fan. We really love baseball. I'm married, have 3 kids. One of my daughters is a passionate all-star softball player. Mm-hmm. So we, being supported and backed by the Padres and their, whole sales staff as well is just really incredible.
That's neat. So do you ever help? Don't mention any names. Do you ever help players procure housing? Because I know it's difficult being a professional baseball player or any professional athlete.
You get
traded. You come up for the first time from the minor leagues. You have nowhere to live.
And a lot of them really like to do rentals at first just mm-hmm. because they don't know how long they're going to be staying and they want to kind of feel out the market. And they already own in other states and sure. traveling is not a big deal. But yes, I have helped. Both on the playing side and office side as well. So again, it's just a great affiliation as well. And then they, they support, all of my marketing efforts as well. So it's a very mutual beneficial relationship.
Yeah, I know some players, they've lived out of hotel rooms for 2 or 3 months before they get situated somewhere. You know, you get traded right before the season starts and right. you show up with a suitcase full of clothes.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they're not worried about just buying something right away. They just, want to focus on what they do best.
Yeah, although Manny Machado can buy most of San Diego.
Yeah, I get that question a lot. That's funny.
Well, good for the Padres for getting Manny. It means we're going to be serious this year.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to going to be exciting to continue to watch them and hopefully have, real great season this year.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Season just started. We'll see how things go. Need to get off to a good start here this April.
Yes, absolutely.
But I know you've done some other cool stuff too on television, right?
I do. So I'm affiliated with a TV show called The American Dream. That's also featured on Amazon, Roku, Apple. It was on Time Warner and Cox Cable as well. And that's basically a real estate show that educates, and empowers and really just doesn't just talk about real estate, but, financing, the market, different restaurants opening up, different neighborhood events and, just a really great show. It's great. It's nice not to just, with real estate, a lot of people would do marketing, mailers, walking, door knocking, direct mailers, flyers, but you really have to diversify to set yourself apart, as well as, of course, now internet marketing and social media is very important for any industry, especially with real estate.
Yeah, I wanted to back up and sort of walk through your history. You said 20 years. When you started in the business 20 years ago, I guess technology didn't play nearly the role, in anything that it does now. What you were doing was very much paper-driven. I remember, I used to see flyers and just paper driven things in terms of how real estate professionals would advertise.
Right.
So 20 years ago, what did you do in terms of marketing, for example?
The Union Tribune was huge. That was really where you needed to advertise. Also, the San Diego Reader, mm-hmm. as well as some of those little, thicker books like Harmon Holmes. I don't know if that rings
sure.
a bell at all.
I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was just all of those little different, and then local newspaper within communities,
right.
the different,
North County Times, Beach and Bay Press.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was just, it's so incredible how that has changed now. And I also did magazine advertising. Mm-hmm. Dream Homes magazine was sure. still around then, as well as Premier magazine. It's, with the magazines in print, everything takes so much longer now. And now we're just so used to immediate gratification that you want something now or within 24 hours. And I was actually a test pilot in 2005 with Zillow. Mm-hmm. And I remember when Zillow first came around, everyone's like, what's this Zillo or Zillow?
Zillow. Yeah, I don't even know what to say.
They're like, what is that? It's like a pillow. And I'm like, no. You know, it's because their algorithms were so off. So people thought either their values were 200,000 higher or lower. And, you know, you just, when the market changes, you can't be afraid of it. You have to shift with it and try things. And so when I was that test pilot, I was able to rotate in all of their zip codes. Now something like that would cost someone like $30,000 a month. I mean, it's pretty crazy how they've really excelled in the industry. But in social media, even in the last several years, has made a huge change as well. I mean, with Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn and Snapchat and YouTube, I think things were really just kind of shifting a little bit, maybe 5-6 years ago. But in the last couple of years, it's just become tremendously something that you need to be affiliated with.
Yeah, I want to talk more about that after the break. I also, well, we have about 30 seconds, so I'm not going to ask you any more questions that are of any significance until after the break. It's Richard Musio with Melissa Tucci, the official real estate agent of the San Diego Padres. Hopefully that's the playoff-bound San Diego Padres. We have about 159 games to go, so we'll see. Here on AM 1170 and FM 96.1, answering all your questions about real estate. Richard Musio, It's Your Business with Melissa Tucci. Everybody, sit tight. We're going to be right back for the second quarter of the show.
FM 96.1 and AM 1170, The Answer.
If you're currently employed in a job that's not truly satisfying, ask yourself these questions. Is this what you want to be doing for the rest of your life? Is the money and the material things worth sacrificing your family time? This is Steve Brodsky, General Manager here at Salem, and we're experiencing tremendous growth. Right now, we're recruiting for an experienced digital and broadcast salesperson. We offer excellent pay and benefits and a work environment that's creative, respectful, productive, and fun. If you're a hard worker and you're willing to learn and you love to sell, submit your resume at salemmedia.com and we'll set up an interview right away. Salem is an equal opportunity employer. At the end of every single day, I lay my head on my pillow and I know that what we've done during the day has made a real difference. Maybe that makes sense to you too. Submit your resume today at salemmedia.com.
This is The Answer, San Diego.
Well, Chief, we're back. We're getting smart on all things real estate. I love that show. Melissa, you're probably too young to remember Get Smart.
I actually do remember it, but I'll take that comment.
Okay. Yeah, it's out of the 1960s, so you're much too young for that. Hey, I was curious, when you got out to San Diego, I know, and this is, I guess, going back in terms of the history of how real estate professionals used to do business compared to now. I always sort of viewed real estate professionals as targeting a neighborhood. Back when you started, is that what you did? And if so, how did you pick what neighborhood in San Diego you wanted to hang out in or work in or live in?
You know, it's interesting because a lot of people do target a neighborhood and they it's called farming a neighborhood. And I actually decided I want to educate myself of all of San Diego County. Okay. So I would took a little bit different approach because I had a lot of different connections all over the county, but it is recommended sometimes to start there because that way you pick where you live or pick where you work or pick an area you want to get to know a lot of people in or sell properties in. And that's a good start. And then you could, you know, expand your horizons from there as well.
So you didn't pick one, in other words?
No, okay. I didn't. I picked a few. And then from there, the way it works sometimes is you sell someone's house and then they're looking to buy. Well, the place they're looking to buy is not typically where they're living currently.
You know, the one time my wife and I sold a house in Encinitas and moved three houses up the hill. But we just needed more room because we went from no kids to three.
Right.
It's like we don't fit anymore.
Right.
But we like the one four houses away and it's for sale.
That hopefully your moving truck was easy then.
Yeah. Well, we were like, do we actually hire a moving truck to drive up the street or do you try to do this on your own? We hired the moving truck because it was uphill. If it had been down, right. The joke was if it had been a move downhill, we just would have rolled everything downhill.
Oh, how funny. Well, and that's not really typical. So, you know, from having a buyer move to a different, you know, part of town due to work, you know, 30 miles mm-hmm. here and there. I've really started to and learned just so many neighborhoods over the years. And so that's why I am unique because a lot of agents will like to focus on a specific location or neighborhood. And because I have so many different clients from over the years, I average, you know, about 100 to 20, 150 homes I sell a year.
Okay.
I've really gotten to know a lot of different neighborhoods. So that's where I also differentiate myself.
You know, I love San Diego neighborhoods, by the way. A lot of people who live here in San Diego don't really realize that we have neighborhoods.
They don't. And sometimes it's amazing to me when someone's like, oh, well, where is that?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that's 15 minutes from you.
Well, like I was having, I think it was a lunch meeting yesterday, or maybe I was just meeting with a client, and they want to downscale because they have this big old gigantic home on the hill in La Costa, but, you know, empty nesters. And so they were saying, well, we might want to buy some new construction, maybe in South Oceanside or North Carlsbad, because there's a lot going on up there, and we want to be by the beach. And I said, you know, a really cool place to live where there are some smaller homes, but it's pretty exclusive, is St. Melo. And you probably know where St. Melo is. You know, it's in South Oceanside.
Right.
And these folks have lived in San Diego for probably 30, 35 years. And they said, what? St. Melo? What's that?
You're like, where is that?
Where is that? I said, well, it's in South Oceanside. I said, but it's really famous because it was like the first or one of the first, shall we say, enclaves for the rich and famous out of Hollywood and Los Angeles, you know, in the day when folks in the, you know, in the entertainment industry and so on, many, many, many decades ago, wanted places to go recharge their batteries and take a vacation, you know, like Fairbanks Ranch sort of got created in the same way. They had never heard of St. Melo, which is a really cool neighborhood, as you know. But yeah, I'm amazed too. People who've been here for a long, long time just don't know.
No, they don't, but It's you know, we live in such a great area where there's so many different locations in east and west and south and north. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could really just go anywhere and it's still considered San Diego. So I think that's amazing for, you know, especially when someone's looking, they need to educate themselves or be educated by a real estate professional of different options.
No question. So you mentioned the way you started advertising in print magazines, newspapers and so on. And then you made the further comment that now it's very social media and obviously IT driven. But there's also more competition from that angle too, correct? You see these very low discount brokers, the entire IT approach, you know, just go online at some site and find the thing you want to buy and pay a 1% commission.
Right.
Yep. How has that changed how you work?
You know, I believe that if you're a hard worker and you could provide value, that you will still be in business, just like a lot of these, you know, strong retail stores mm-hmm. too. A lot of them have gone out of business, but the large ones have still stayed in business because people, you know, really appreciate value. You know, it's a lot of these companies that offer these services they're not hands-on. They don't do as much advertising and some of it is artificial, offerings because the commission is just more on the list. They'll advertise mm-hmm. hypothetically like a 1% commission,
right.
But that's
right.
Not for the whole transaction.
Right. That's just on half of the transaction.
Exactly.
Right.
And then you have to ask, what are you getting for that? What are you doing? And a lot of times they'll really try to lowball on the price point.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could get a professional that knows the market, knows the pricing, gets you a better price, higher and covers that additional commission, then it's a win-win for everyone. But you have to not take anything for granted. You have to work hard. You have to do everything that you're doing. And, you know, the hard and good qualified people will still rise to the top.
Plus, I know sometimes there's competition to buy houses. I don't think you ever really see much competition if somebody's just going through the internet to find something. I think the competition comes from relationships.
Absolutely. Because in this market, and I know we didn't get into where the market is.
Yeah, we're going to.
Right. But
yeah.
say there's hypothetically multiple offers. You know, if you have someone just online and no one's dealt with this person and there's three other competitive similar offers, the reality is that person's not going to help you get your offer accepted. They don't have the relationships built with the listing agent side or the credentials as well to know that they indeed will get the transaction done. So